Father, our God, we say, thank you, blessed Holy God. Thank you for your sure mercy. Thank you for how you have kept us hidden away from the ploy of the enemy, from the artillery of the enemy. Mighty God, we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We love to pride ourselves and to glory in the amount of hours that we spend in prayer. We like to boast, say, all right, I prayed for 3 hours, I prayed for 5 hours. Almighty God, those are the moments of calling upon your name. Father, Lord God, prior to such moments, you are speaking to us. And even during such moments, you are speaking to us. After such moments, you are still speaking to us. You speak to us more than we speak to you. And if we pray, we are praying so that our spirit can be angulated to hear you. We are the ones that are indebted. Mighty God, we say thank you. Thank you for preservation of life. Thank you for protecting our properties. Thank you for preserving the little that we have. So much so that we are not expending our finances on burials, on hospital bills, on replacement of lost properties. We would rather give to the cause of the kingdom that spend on that which profits nothing. Father, we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the goodness that we have received of your hand. Thank you for the sure mercies. Thank you for your faithfulness to the calling that you have bestowed upon us. Thank you for this gathering tonight that began in a tight one-room apartment. We never anticipated that we would be scattered all over the nations of the world today. We were just being obedient. And mighty God, today, we are in different continents, but yet the bond is still strong. Bless me, your holy name, O God.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
All right, glory. So, yesterday we learned that there is a possibility if we sustain our walk with God, that God will do away with our enemy. He will beat them to dust. So much so that they become irrelevant to our future. It becomes irrelevant to the things that God is seeking to furnish in our life in the present time. Tonight, leading us in prayer is our own dear brother, has shown mercy. The very thing that he has done twice is what others are still praying to do only once. He's been to the other side of the nations twice. Thrice. The first time is to Ghana, the second time is to the UK, and then the third time to the UK again. Others are still where they are laboring fervently in the flesh. And they are hoping that if by nature they can make it to at least Cotonou, even if they can't make it to UK, at least let them get to Cotonou and take a selfie there and send back home that, see, I finally made it. Oh, God has given him mercy to attain. Not because he is the best. It's what others have made a life ambition that I must go. He just goes. He just says, I want to go, and he goes. They will say, I must go. And any day that God allows them to go, they will come and share testimony. For our brother that has set the milestone of taking the gospel to the hands of the nation, I present to us Bro Tony, Bro Anthony. Well, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
with all that commendation, if I should take it, my head will just explode. Yeah, we give thanks to God for everything. It is God that has been so faithful, and He is doing this because of His Son Jesus Christ, and that we might have inheritance with Him here on earth. I want to give thanks to God and to every members of the parliamentarian, every one of us that have made up their mind to be steadfast to this calling. It is indeed a calling to be proud of and to be partaker of. I know that we are starting small. Every great thing starts small. That is the foundation. The foundation always starts small. And that takes me back to when God started with the children of Israel. When David wanted to build a house for the Lord. And David, he has made up his mind to build a house because the Lord helped him to build a house. And the house was magnificent. And David, when he sat on his throne in his new house that God helped him to build, it came to his mind that, look, I'm sitting in my own house, well-built house, but the oracle of God is dwelling in a tent. So he proposed in his heart, he started accumulating the materials, the gold and the silver, purpose in his heart to actually build a house for the Lord. While he purposed in his heart, then Nathan came to him. The Lord sent Nathan to David. And when Nathan got there, the Lord said to David through Nathan, do you really want to build a house for me? And the Lord said that ever since I've been with the children of Israel, I have only dwelt in a tent. Only in tent. For the 40 years in the wilderness, I have only dwelt in tent. That no one has built a house for me. That was what God said to David. However, he said that you will not build a house, but thy son, Solomon, will build a house. And we know the significance of what the temple that Solomon built for God, what it signifies, signifies the body of Christ. That is the house of the children of Israel. And it was a tent. He started from a tent, then he went to a temple. Then the Zion that is coming from on high, that one is going to be made with gold. You can see the progression there. From tent to temple with marble stones and gold. Gold plate is gold overlaid, not really pure gold, gold overlaid. But the one that is coming from on high is going to be pure gold. So those are how God works. Anyway, I just want to clarify, is it prayer that I'm taking or teaching? Which one of them? Is it prayer? Because I know that we have prayer, then we have teaching. If I need to be clarified on that.
Both of them. But you can designate the driving of the prayer to someone.
Okay, please, somebody should keep time.
Teaching is for 15.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody teaching is for 15 minutes, prayer is for 15 minutes.
Okay.
You can take both of them or you designate the prayer.
Yeah, okay. Somebody should please keep time on me when I get to 5 minutes to the time. To the time, yeah, 5 minutes, please. So I won't go.
Okay.
So I will just go as quickly as possible as I can. So the topic that we are going to be taking today, we commit our vessels onto the Spirit of God to take control. The topic that we are going to be talking today is the seed of the serpent. The seed of the serpent. Of course, we know what that means. That the anchor scripture is going to be Genesis chapter 3 from verse 14 to 15. I'll just read very quickly. And the Lord said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shall thou go, and dust shall thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. The seed of the woman shall bruise your head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. We started hearing about seed. And we want to know what God means by seed. What does it mean when one says seed? When you go through the Bible, you understand seed actually means son. Right? Son. The son that came out of your bowel. Yeah, that is actually what seed is signifying. So what God is saying is that the son of the woman will bruise the head of the son of the serpent. You understand? So, and this seed, this son of woman and the son of the serpent is what was referenced there. So the seed of the woman, we know who the seed of the woman is, which is Christ, and we know the seed of the serpent has not yet been revealed. Yeah, that is what is holding back the coming of Christ. He said, when the seed of the serpent shall be revealed, that Christ will destroy him with the brightness of his coming. No, so now. Let's go to Leviticus 18, 20 to 21. Leviticus chapter 18. So what I'm trying to point here is to make us to understand what seed is, and also how it pertains to the seed of the serpent, and why Christ is still, we are still waiting for the return of Christ because of the seed of the serpent that has not yet been revealed. We know that there is something very, there's a mystery surrounding a woman, for instance. A woman seems to be a natural, like a neutral, sorry, a neutral in the creature of God. Woman is so, because when you look at a woman, you see that a woman has a capacity to breed across realms. A woman, I mean, you have a man and a woman, but both of them are called man in the sight of God. But we know that a woman and a man. So a woman, God said, the seed of the woman. So we are referring to the woman. There is something, there is a mystery surrounding why God said the seed of the woman, because the woman itself has the ability to conceive sons across realms. He has the ability to conceive sons, with a man, that is with a male. It has the ability to conceive sons with spirits. Woman too has the ability to conceive sons with angels. Now, when we're talking about spirits, we are talking about on both side of the spirit realms. We are talking about light and darkness. We know this, this angel that came to Mary spoke that the Spirit of the Lord is going to come upon you and you shall conceive. Like I said last time, we are seeing the seed of God. That is we are seeing the Spirit of God conceiving with Mary. That brings forth the seed of woman and the Spirit. That is the seed. That is the seed of, because we are talking about earth now. So the woman is having a kind of affair with spirit. In the same manner, can we say the same thing about the seed of the serpent? Definitely. We should be expecting the same thing. In the same way that the Spirit of God came to mate with the woman and conceive a seed, which is Christ, we should also expect the same thing to happen, to conceive the seed of the serpent. Now we know that the seed of the woman has been revealed, which is Christ, which came through the Holy Spirit. But the seed of the serpent has not been revealed. And we know that the seed of the serpent is the end of all trouble, all tribulations. When the seed of the serpent is destroyed, that is what is holding back the coming of Jesus Christ. I know that this is quite a very difficult topic to tackle, but I'm just hoping that I'll be able to do a little justice to it, because it was just yesterday, it was just today that I just pulled this up. So I didn't have much time to put it in a way that would be coherent to people that are just beginning the walk in the Spirit. But I know that we'll be able to get it because we have been in the Spirit for a while. So I just want to take that leverage. So we can say that the woman has the purest. They are the purest of the creation of God. Because if the Holy Spirit can mate with a woman, Mary, and bring forth a seed a seed that has no sin. Now, the Holy Spirit, this is the seed of the woman. That is something that came out from the woman. That is the ovary. We are talking about ovary. So that means that ovary is not corrupt from the sin that came upon the whole world. There is something pure concerning women, even up to this very moment. That is why Yahoo guys, you know, they are escapade with ladies on the, well, yeah, there is something pure in their ovaries. There is some purity there that has not been defiled by sin. It is through that purity, because of that purity, that was why God was able to bring Christ. And Christ is without sin. And we know that everything, ever since sin came into the world, everything born of a man or a woman is sin. They all have fallen short. But this one that came, this seed that came through the Holy Spirit, through the woman, is pure. For Christ is without sin. So there is something that is not defiled from the creation of God, when God created man, in a woman. That is why a man can sleep with a woman and conceive a son, and God will say, that is your seed, that is the seed of this man. Then the angel will come and sleep with a woman and conceive giants, and God will say, that is the seed of the angels. And God will come and, you know, the Holy Spirit will come and say, this is the seed of God, this is the son of God. Then the devil as well with his spirit will conceive, they say, this is the seed of the wicked one. So the seed of God has been made manifest, but the seed of the wicked one has not been made manifest. And the seed of the wicked one is the one that has the embodiment of all evil, of all wickedness that is rampaging the whole world. You know, when we're talking about when a person is born, when a man is born, a person is born, a child is born, you realize that as that child begin to grow, at first, it's going to be innocent, but as it begins to grow, the knowledge of evil, the knowledge of good and evil, is just inherent in that baby. Inherent. So that is, there is something, that is a seed, that is something that is powering that baby, that keeps that baby alive. And that thing is a spirit, is an ancient spirit. Either is an ancient spirit of God, or is an ancient spirit of the devil. So any two of them. So you can understand the reason why when children are born of the Gentile, God will say, those are not my children. Or when the children of Israelite begin to marry women from other tribes, when God commanded them not to, he said, they begot children that are strange children to me. Strange children to me. Because those are not, when you actually look at the spiritual, the spiritual realm, you know that although they are children, but they are not actually children. What is in them is not children. They are ancient. I'm talking about ancient of days. Either of God or of the devil. So, let me just quickly. So the conception of Jesus Christ was by the Holy Spirit. God brought forth a son, the seed of the woman. The reason why it's called the seed of the woman is because it came through woman. And it is also for this reason Christ said that, he said that God judged no one, but God has committed all judgment unto his son. Yeah, that can be found in the book of John chapter 5, verse 22. It says, for the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. Verse 26 to 27 says, 26 said, for as the Father had life in himself, so had he given to the Son to have life in himself. Verse 27 said, and hath given him authority to execute judgment, also because he is the Son of Man. So the part of the woman that joined with the Spirit of God also makes him part of man. Like I told you, like in the garden, God called Adam and Eve man. They are man, both of them. So because Christ has a part that came from Mary, he is now the Son of Man. That gave him authority over the earth. That's what he's saying, that because he is Spirit, he's God himself. This is, you know, when I was reading the other day about whether Christ, Jesus Christ, is God or not. But we know that he's God, just like a man will give birth to a child. You notice that the DNA, everything that is in the man is also in the child. You understand? So he's like the blood, everything is passing. So he can actually say he's the man. That is what is happening. So Christ is fully God.
Five more minutes.
Is it for the 15 minutes or for
yes,
the 30 minutes?
For the 15 minutes.
Okay, I'm just going to take extra 7 minutes from the 15 minutes. Then I will pray with the 7 minutes, if that's
all
okay.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so Christ, so Christ is fully, is God, and so because he has that, he has a part of him that is also man, that gave him the authority on earth to also judge. You understand? So any spirit or anybody that is able to bring forth sons in the flesh, their sons have parts, have the authority on earth. So if, as God has brought forth son in the flesh of a man, because of that Jesus Christ has a power on the earth. If other men, other angels bring forth children too, they have power. That is why God cannot just destroy the earth like that. There must be something, maybe a sin, because of sin, contrary to the word of God. And it just does have, God allow the sin, for the cup of the sin to get to a certain level before. So whatever that is born on earth through a woman has the authority to dwell. So that's why Christ has the authority to judge, because he's also Son of Man. Because the topic is the seed of the serpent, let's just go to who what is actually the seed of the serpent? The seed of the serpent. Who is actually the seed of the serpent? One, the seed of the serpent is the son of the devil, just like the seed of the woman and of God is the son of God. This one is the son of the devil. And this son of the devil is the one that has the embodiment of all wickedness on earth. It is the one that has the embodiment of all evil. It is the one that have the embodiment of all the fruit of the flesh. That is the one that Christ is waiting to destroy. And when that one is destroyed, every wickedness, every evil will be destroyed from the world. Just like Christ himself is the embodiment of peace on all the earth. Anyone that receives him will receive peace and life. Christ is the embodiment of peace and life. In the same manner, the son of the serpent is the embodiment of wickedness, an embodiment of evil, an embodiment of all the fruit of the flesh that we do not want to see. So that is what Christ is waiting for the manifestation of that son, of that very one. They call the son of perdition. That is seed of the serpent. The son of perdition. The son of perdition. And this son of perdition is amongst us. but it has not been revealed. Just like Christ was amongst us, Christ was amongst the people of Israel, but they do not know he was there for so many years. From when was he revealed? 30 years he was revealed, but he was amongst them. John said, for this reason, the Father sent me to baptize, that he might be revealed. But the son of the serpent has not been revealed yet. We are still waiting for his revelation. And the son of the serpent is in our midst, is in the midst of us, but it has not been revealed. That's what we are waiting for. When we go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, from verse 2 to 4, I read from verse 2. That ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by the letter as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. Verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except that there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed. That man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, seated in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Yeah, that is the son of perdition. And we know that, I told you that this son of perdition is in our midst as well, is in the midst of us, but it has not been revealed. And we remember that when Jesus Christ, just to prove to you that he's in our midst, when Jesus Christ in John chapter 17 from verse 11 to 12, what did Jesus Christ say? Say, while I was in the world, he was praying to the Father. When he was about to depart, he was telling the Father to please protect, to glorify him, that because he has finished the work, and to also protect those that has received him. He said, while I was on the earth, John 17 verse 12, he said, while I was on the earth with them in the world, while I was with them in the world, sorry, I kept them in thy name, Father. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept. And none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And that's, this son of perdition is still that the same man in the wedding banquet that had not the garment. That is still the son of perdition in the midst of the children of God. But this time he was able to be identified because everyone has been transformed to light. But him, it is because everyone has been transformed to light, he was able to be identified. When God came, he said, who is this that has not the garment? This he could not say anything. God said, bind him. And cast him out where you have outer dark. Cast him out into the outer darkness, where there are gnashing of teeth. So when with the son of man, when with the son of the son of the serpent be revealed, now this is where the answer comes in. When will he be revealed? This is where the answer comes in. The answer is in Matthew 13, verse 33. And I read, it is a parable. Another parable spake he unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto 11, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, till the whole of the meal is leavened. You see, I repeat again, say, another parable spake he unto them. Matthew 13, verse 33. Matthew 13, 33 says, another parable spake he unto them. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, that is, in 3 measures of flour, until the whole was leavened. Just, you know what leaven does? It makes things swell. So this is like turning, turning and turning, keep turning the people, keep turning the people, you know, keep turning. That word there is in the same way where they said the word is like God uses the word to wash the people. He say washing the people with water, like washing the people with word like water. There's a place in the Bible. Washing the people until they become white. When all the people has become white, the son of perdition is the only one that is going to be dark. It's going to be the one that will be revealed. That's how it's going to be revealed. I just hope that I'm able to, you know, this is a very, I just did this today. I just hope that I've been able to pass the message across. So when is 7 minutes to the time? You should please let me know. So just 1 minute. Yeah.
It's already 7 minutes to the time.
7 minutes to the time, okay. I think on the right time, yeah. Yeah, I've actually covered all that I wanted to. I'm just looking at my notes, so I've actually covered all. So, just to wrap up quickly, just 2 minutes to wrap up. Ever since God spoke that word that the seed of the woman is going to bruise the seed. Is going to bruise the head of the seed of the serpent. Ever since then, the seed of the serpent has been warring against the seed of the woman. We know what happened to Abel. Yeah, we know what happened to Abel. Cain killed Abel. And the Bible says that in 1 John chapter 3, verse 13, it says, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. The Cain was a, so from that moment, the seed of the serpent started work in order to eliminate the seed of the woman because of what God has spoken. We know what happened with the children of Israel in Egypt when Pharaoh wants to kill every male child. He's not looking for every male child. He's looking for Moses. He wants to eliminate Moses because he knew Moses was their savior. So it is the seed of the wicked one that wants to eliminate the seed of the woman. It's the seed of the serpent that wants to eliminate the seed of the woman. The same thing happened with Christ. Christ, you remember they want to kill Christ. The angel of the Lord told Joseph, take him out, for Herod wants to kill him. Even Herod, the same thing that happened with Moses, in time of Moses, killing of children, the same thing that happened with the time of Christ as well. So, this is the seed of the serpent, which is yet to be revealed. And this seed of the serpent is on everyone that has not given his life to Christ. Everyone that has not been giving his life to Christ. You just keep moving around. You say the spirit, when someone gives their lives to Christ, the spirit searches the inward parts of the belly, searching. This is the searching out. That is where the searching is going. So that is why we keep preaching the word in order for the light. You know, this is the preaching of the word is to push. To bring so many people to bring all men to the light, so that when everybody is light, then that seed of the serpent will be revealed. That is why the evangelism is very important, especially in areas where they have not given their life to Christ. So I will just end with that today. I have more to say, but I will just end with that. So let us take that prayer. Let us go in the mood of prayer. And I don't know if David can help us with the prayer. I just want to appoint David. just for maybe 3 minutes, then we close. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, we can hear you.
First of all, say the little living liveneth the whole lump. The little living liveneth the whole lump. All that means is that you don't need a big sin in your heart. You don't need to commit adultery or a little sin. Can be the very reason for your great fall. A little seed. Notice the scripture didn't say the fruit of the devil. It can start from a seed. And the interesting thing is that the most fearful thing is not the fruit, is the seed. Because the seed has the ability to germinate and grow onto a tree. And so one of the things we should fear most is little things as seed. Why has God one more time to purge us of every seed of every seed, as little as they may have. It can only take the searchlight of God to unveil those seed. Can we ask God, not just of every seed that is not of you, not just of God, not just of God, not just of God.
Scenario of a seed. The deaths of Ananias and Sapphira started in the form of a seed. It didn't start in just one day. It started in the form of a seed. And when the seed finally germinated, that was when Peter now said, "Oh, Ananias, how have Satan filled your heart?" It means there was a filling process. And if we decide to neglect the seed factor in our hearts, there will be a point where men like Peter will say, "How have Satan filled your heart?" It was the same thing with Judas Iscariot. It didn't start with betrayal. The scripture says he stole from his master's treasury. He stole from the purse of that was meant for the ministry. You know, in this time, God will need to budge this ministry called the parliament. God will need to budge it. Of every living, God will need to budge it, because a little living leaveneth the whole lump. God will need to budge every little seed, even though this seems to be negligible. Can we ask one more time that God, this time we are praying for the ministry, that God will purge the ministry of every evil seed, every living, purge us, every doubt, every form of unbelief, every form of deviation from kingdom principle. Can we turn that to pray? Hope we are praying.
Jesus, For your soul.
Gorgeous as a ministry.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Disconnect us from every death. Disconnect us from every death. Help us to stand out. To stand out. To stand out in Jesus. My brethren, the little sword in anger is the seed. And once we don't deal with that seed, the unfortunate thing about seed is that they have the ability to grow. And your negligence to deal with that seed is the perfect condition for seed like anger, seed like pride. When your partner is trying to advise you in something and you feel that, oh, I know this thing already. I'm a spiritual man also. I saw it in my dream. Oh, sometimes we need to be humble. Even with all your visions and dreams, you will need to be humble to listen to others. Because pride is a seed. It doesn't start with a tree. It always starts with a seed, and that's why it's unnoticeable. And I pray that God will purge each and every one of us and the ministry itself of every living and seed that is not of him. For just as Jesus said, every tree that my Father has not planted shall be uprooted. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Alright, thank you very much, everyone. Can we share the grace of fellowship? The grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ. The love of God. And the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with us now and forevermore.
Amen.
Surely.
God's goodness and mercy shall follow us
all the days of our lives,
and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord
forever and ever.
Amen.
Yes, just a quick test, regards to the teaching that was presented to us tonight. I personally have been contending with a seed that I just noticed recently. I remember in my trip to River State just recently, in the house of my friend I stayed, I had an encounter with a lady. So I prayed, you know, I pray all manner of prayer. I think the prayer that has to do with that lady that I encountered in a dream. It was when Anna came to Abuja, nothing happened the first day, second day. Then when I now pick up fasting and prayer, that was when that cake, that lady now materialized again. In my dream, in the midst of the many things that God was saying, the lady materialized more than one time again. With different complexion and different shape. And there was an inward knowing within me that this lady is still the same lady. So now, I've taken that lady case seriously. But the most amazing thing for me is that all the while I was in River State, when I came back, it was when Nana began fasting. That was when the thing now showed up. There are so many things that our flesh can accommodate. But when you starve that flesh with fasting, its true shape and color will show. Just like a man may not know that he is a glutton until he begins to fast. That is when the flesh will now shout. So I thank God for the teaching of tonight. It came in due season. And I thank God that God has helped me to discern that seed. Because if not that, I discern that seed, one day, what has been breathed in the spirit will become a reality. And because that lady has won in the spirit, she will be seeking to establish that victory in the physical. And I'll be wondering, why is this person overpowering me? Why is she everywhere over my life? Because she has won in the spirit. Blessed be the name of God for tonight's teaching. I salute us all. Let's pay attention to the things that we are receiving. It may sound intellectual, but just pay attention. Certainly, the Spirit of God will help you to deduce the spiritual lesson. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Before we close, about the quiz tomorrow, just like I sent on the platform, I'm not certain if the quiz will hold because basically Mrs. Stemma has not responded to any of my message. I tried calling her on WhatsApp, so I kind of flashed on WhatsApp. My phone was ringing, so I caught the call. So she received, she received the missed call, and I've sent her that message. I think, since day before yesterday, I said she have not gotten to me officially to say, okay, this is what we are to do. This is which is not palatable. It's not palatable. So the Lord have mercy upon us and upon them also, in Jesus' name. But I will just wait to see what will happen tomorrow, if she has decided to respond to me tomorrow. But with what I'm seeing, I don't think the quiz will hold on that Friday by 6 p.m. I don't think so. So that's where we are.
Have you tried to call her in voice call, using voice call? Brother Nick, have you tried to call her using voice call? Have you tried to call her using voice call, not WhatsApp call?
Normal phone call?
Yes.
Well, the platform by which we normally discuss is on WhatsApp. But if I'm listening,